You know, listening to Christmas music like this, and my memories take me back to when I was younger and I had to go to Midnight Mass. You know, we had the big family Christmas Eve with the tamales
and all the cops stopping by.
Yeah, besides that. And all the commotion and the hustle and the bustle. And you had to stay up so you could go to Midnight Mass. And I remember the first time, it was like a big thing to go to Midnight Mass. And I remember my dad telling me, because he took me. And he said, if you feel faint, like you're going to faint, just sit down and put your head between your legs. Because there are so many people that were at St. Anthony's. And I could never see anything because it was so packed. People would get there early to sit in the front. And
well, I could see that just with the wedding.
And it's
the balcony wasn't even full.
Oh, when my cousin got married?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you imagine that church packed and people standing in the back. And I remember one year I did choir, and I got to go to Midnight Mass, and we were up in the choir loft. To me, it was the most beautiful
moment.
Yeah. It's hard to describe that awe feeling. You know, with people and the candles and the way they decorate it. And it's just...
And just think, when we get to heaven, how much more it'll be.
Well, and when you hear these songs, if you listen to this one, like I like Bing Crosby singing this one, but I like the David Bowie one better. And if you truly believe, you know, that Christ was born to save us all, blah blah blah. God, you feel so insignificant and so unworthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you listen to the song, and the little boy didn't have anything to give to the king, to the little baby. He gave, you know, just what he had. And then I was thinking, on Twitter, there was... I thought it was funny. And I can't remember the person... I follow him, but I can't remember who it was. But he said, I think it's, are you offended? And he said, I feel bad for Jesus because his birthday falls on Christmas. And I guess it offended people, because then the next tweet he did is, he says, I didn't realize how many people I offended by posting that. And I was thinking,
oh my God, are you that?
Yeah, and I was thinking, what? Really? What, you know, what happens if your birthday's on Christmas? Anybody.
They'd be really pissed off at old Larry Grier, because I'd tell him, stop being so...
Oh, excuse me.
Crybaby-ish. Stop being easily offended. The only person you got to worry about offending is the Holy Spirit. And that can wring some serious consequences right there.
Yeah. I don't know. I have my issues with religion.
I know you do. But you know what? Just chalk it up to when Philip asked, Jesus asked, do you love me? And they all said, well, of course we love you, Jesus. And he says, well, if you love me, why do you not do the things I say? Well, here's the point of that telling, is that although they loved him, they didn't understand him. And they weren't grown up enough to say, well, Lord, we're just still lost and confused, and we're trying to grasp all this. We're still infants in this.
I see. I was trying not to stare at that woman's face.
Yep.
It's like, does she have makeup on, or...
She just bleached her skin out a little bit. She's sick. I know, I saw it. But I've seen her before, and she's like that all the time.